Good afternoon. This is John Thomas. As you know, or you certainly should know, I'm the author of a book entitled You Could Live It Any Weight You Choose. That's right. You can weigh whatever you want to weigh. People say, John, that's just crazy. I've tried for years. I'm fat. I can't stand it. Every time I lose weight or thought I lost weight, I gain it back, and I don't know what to do at my wit's end. Do you really still wonder why you're overweight or fat or whatever you want to call it or unhappy? Think about it. When you go to take food for nourishment and put it in your mouth, you don't really want that food in your system, do you? By getting that food in your system, that makes you fat. After all, if you consume more calories or more energy than you burn off, you're going to gain weight. You know this. Think about it. Then why'd you do it? Why'd you do it? I mean, that's the problem, isn't it? Keep in mind, this is really important. You really don't want that food in your system. No, you just want it in your mouth. You want to eat the food. And once you recognize and begin to feel your problem, what it is, it will go away. That's right. You won't really care about the food anymore. You won't need it in your mouth. You certainly don't want it in your system. But analyze it with me. It's time for you to get some nourishment. Or at least you think you do. You want some food. You think you're hungry. You may think you have a big appetite without even thinking what an appetite is. Now, it's a time to choose some food. Now, what are you going to choose? Keep in mind that do you want, whatever this food is, do you really want it in your system? Chocolate, candy, you know, cheesecake, whatever, it made a difference, or three portions of something else. Do you really want that food in your system? In your system. Forget about your mouth for a minute. Do you really want it in your system? Well, you say to yourself, you know, if I put all that food in my system, I'm probably going to gain weight, or I'm certainly not going to weigh less. So you're making yourself unhappy by putting that food in your system. Once you put it in your mouth, all you do is you taste it, you chew it, and you swallow it. That's it. There isn't anything else to eating. That's all it is. Now, if you don't want the food in your system, why are you putting it in your mouth? And you wonder why you're fat or you can't lose weight? Because you won't let yourself stop putting the food in your mouth. Why? Logically, it's idiotic, you must agree. What you're doing is foolish. It's punishment. It's hurting yourself. It's making you unhappy. Think about it. You're unhappy being fat or overweight or whatever you want. You'd love to weigh less. Can't seem to get there. And when you do, if you ever gone to pay somebody some money to help you lose weight or whatever you thought you were doing, you gained it back. You ever think about why you did that? You know, this is really fundamental to the whole question. It's the entire issue. There is no other issue. If you ate just enough food, you put just enough food in your system for nourishment, you wouldn't be fat. You could weigh anything you want. Think about it. If you didn't feel the need to put the food in your mouth, you wouldn't be fat anymore. After all, you would then say, look, I'm only going to put the food in my mouth that I want in my system. And the only food I want in my system is food I need for nourishment. Is that fundamentally that simple? Think about it. Everybody knows exactly what to do. Not rocket science. It's not a problem. It's not an issue. The issue is your issue. Keep in mind that when you say to yourself you're thinking about food and you want to eat some, do you want that food in your system? If not, why are you putting it in your mouth? I'm not suggesting you chew the food and spit it out. That's not where you're going. I'm not suggesting you take it intravenously either, because that would not satisfy you. At the end of the day, when you really analyze what you've been doing, it's really no mystery, and the problem is easily solved. That's right, folks, easily solved. And it doesn't cost you a thing. I do not want a penny of your money. Keep your money. You'll need it for a new wardrobe. I promise you, this is all free. So now, there you are. You're fat and you're unhappy and you're listening to this podcast because you want some help. I want to help you. I don't want a thing for it. I want to help you. What's your problem? You ask yourself. What is your problem? You need the food in your mouth. Well, okay, you've got an emotional issue because the food makes you feel better for a little while. You love the taste of your food. Makes you feel better for a little while. If you're down, you're depressed, maybe you put something sweet in your mouth, maybe some chocolate. You really don't want that chocolate in your system. You want to taste it. You want to feel better. You see, folks, it's all an emotional issue. The whole thing, being overweight, is an emotional issue. Food is just what you use to get there. That's why when they tell people, put the number of calories on the menu, people will realize what they're doing and they'll stop. No, they won't. No, they won't. They can't. Why? Because it's an emotional issue for them. Logic will never trump an emotional need. Willpower will never, in the long run, trump an emotional need. Your emotional need will always win out, sooner or later. Well, how do you get rid of it, you say? John, how do we get rid of this? Okay, you're right, we agree. We just want the food in our mouth, we don't want our system, so what do? Well, I'll tell you, first you have to understand it. Once you, if you really say that to me or to yourself, you're halfway there. Because it is, you must say, to understand, grasp the fact that you have an emotional issue there. It's not a sign of weakness, it's reality. If you look around you, hundreds of millions of people have the same thing. How do you get rid of it? Well, first by recognizing the problem and understanding it. Then, by going through the emotional feelings you get by putting the food in your mouth or not having the food in your mouth. Look, this is really simple. You want some food in your mouth, you're down, you're depressed, okay? You say, oh gosh, I want to have a piece of chocolate. A lot of people like chocolate. Who doesn't like chocolate? It makes you feel better. You're going to put the food in your mouth. You're going to put some chocolate in your mouth. Now, what you should do is go as long as you can before you put the chocolate in your mouth. See how you feel. Feel your emotional reaction. Feel the need. It will express itself. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Sooner or later, it will get to you and say, I've got to have that food in my mouth. You may not use those exact words, but that's what you'll be saying. I need that chocolate. I need that chocolate. You must feel. Keep in mind, it's an emotional issue. You have to feel the emotional issue that you have. After you are just psyched out on this thing, you can hardly stand it anymore. Feel it. Feel it. Don't let it go away. Feel it. Then put the chocolate in your mouth. Oh, my gosh, that felt so good. It just made me feel good. That chocolate in my mouth had a positive emotional reaction. Made you feel good. Yeah, made you fat. Stop you from being thin. Stop you from weighing less. But think of the emotional reaction you had. This is the issue. You say, well, John, how do I make it go away? I agree. That's it. What do I do? I will say, do it over and over again. When you see how you feel, you will recognize that you really don't need the chocolate. You will feel what the need you feel and what it does for you. Keep in mind, it's all very short term. It's no mystery. I'll tell you what, I try to keep the podcast at about 8 minutes. We'll continue this on another one. It's really important. This is what you have to do. Recognize the problem, then feel the problem. Feel your negative emotional reactions when you need the chocolate, in my example, and the positive emotional reactions you get for a little while after the chocolate's in your mouth. This is John Thomas. Stick with me. I don't want any of your money. This is free. You'll be fine, and I will tell you at the end of the day, you can weigh anything you want. Goodbye.